This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, you can dial in toll-free and join us on the radio waves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Welcome back, Johnson. Good to hear you again. Wow. So we're going to talk about whatever you want. If you dial in, you can join us. But also, we brought stuff to the table. Johnson, you're going to be giving us one question that you say, or somebody says, that you'll be telling us about that can instantly determine the answerer's personality.
Yes.
All right, so I want to find that out.
One question to determine somebody's personality.
I love it.
That
sounds
pretty impressive. And frankly, I doubt it.
All right, well, we're going to get into that coming up here in a little bit. Your calls and thoughts also welcome. I wonder what it would, you know, what the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro's answer to this question that you will be revealing later would be, because his personality is, well, it's pretty outrageous. On according to Reuters, there's an article here about a television show that the president of Venezuela is on and regularly.
He's a TV star.
That's right.
Did he have the show before he became president, or was it just something that he got as like a vanity show?
I'm pretty sure it was after he became president, okay. But that's speculation on my part. Reuters reporting here. We've talked about Venezuela in great detail here on Free Talk Live over the last several years now, at least several years, and just kind of cataloging the downfall of this once wealthy country. I mean, it's rich with oil reserves. But because of socialism, because of government and centralization and nationalization of industry and all this control and price fixing, and you know, because of all of these economic just the messing with the economy, these manipulations, they've just really screwed things up royally over there.
Like schemers.
Yeah, unfortunately, people are suffering as a result of it. There are very hungry people in Venezuela, and this story is going to touch on how hungry some of them are. So it's tragic.
Didn't they just send some food aid to Peru?
Ooh, Venezuela?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that headline, but, you know, it's possible. I wouldn't trust any food aid coming from Venezuela because the government is so bad with handling the situation there. They're bringing food in, but because you're leaving it to bureaucrats to make decisions about this stuff, there have been examples of how food has just gone bad waiting for it to, like, it's gone bad on a ship in a harbor as the bureaucrats just push paper around and didn't actually do anything with perishable product.
Venezuela is known for its particularly harsh winters, right?
No, they could grow stuff there, but they're not doing that either. They literally are importing almost everything into that country, what little bit they are able to import, because of their currency restrictions. They've got an exchange rate that's been set by the government that has wrecked, just wreaked havoc on the economy there. And we can get into, you know,
I'm sure most people would like to just exchange money for bread.
It's so bad there right now, Johnson, that the number one export that the country has, oil, is run by the government and has been for years. But it's gotten so bad now that they can't afford to repair their oil tankers to the point where they can get international certification to be able to actually leave port.
That, probably not all the tankers, but some of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
It's bad.
So bad that the country can't afford to buy currency anymore. They don't print their own money in Venezuela. They hire private companies to do their money printing for them. But, of course, those companies aren't going to take the Venezuelan bolivar.
That's an artificial
payment.
Scarcity, so it should drive up the value of the bolivar.
Well, as of last check, according to DollarToday.com,
I wonder if it makes it easier to counterfeit
the fact that what do you mean?
Well, if they're going to these private companies, I mean, I don't know what kind of security measurements.
Oh, no, they're excellent. I mean, sure it's excellent. No, these are professional money printers. I mean, they put all kinds of different security features on the bills. It's just they can't afford to pay for them anymore.
Right.
So it's gotten to the point where right now it's over 3,000 Bolivar Fuerte to one U.S. dollar. That is the black market rate. The legal rate of exchange is 1 to 10. Right. So you get 10 Bolivar if you exchange a U.S. dollar at a bank. In Venezuela, but if you do it on the black market, you'd get 3,000 Bolivar for it.
Yeah.
And the government is blaming the guy who runs DolarToday.com for the inflation. So they're saying that
I think this is a currency that would ever come back. I mean, should you go just drop $100 and get
no.
a...
No, you shouldn't.
We had some in here, Mark. I don't know if you've seen them, but Daryl actually ordered a stack of 50 Bolivar notes from someone in Venezuela. It's highly illegal to send these this currency out of the country like this. So it came like wrapped up, like you would expect drugs to be wrapped up, like with different layers and stuff. And they shipped him this currency out, and he sent them like $10 or something like that through, I don't know if it was PayPal or whatever, some sort of internet means. And so
30,000 Bolivar.
Yeah, right. I mean, he was hoping that they would feed their family with it,
right?
Because now they can actually do something with those dollars. So, I mean, it's just a crazy situation all around. And just to add to the insanity,
if the exchange rate is 10 to 1, that they can go back to the bank and exchange them back?
You cannot. Nope. Doesn't work that way.
That's just, why not? Yeah. I mean, these banks should be honoring their exchange rates.
It is illegal. Everything that you would expect a criminal gang to do with their currency that's falling apart is what they're doing.
So, the Bolivar, 2 Bolivar and a 50 Bolivar note, is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. So
very similar, some security features to the United States money, except for the fact that they're bright and colorful and look like they're from a board game.
Yep, and it's worthless, basically.
Pretty much.
About as much as Monopoly money is. So
it would be interesting to actually do the division, figure out how much Monopoly money you get in a Monopoly set.
Somebody has done that at one point, like in U.S. currency. I'm talking about it versus the old silver-backed currency from ages ago, and how much essentially the dollar has become worthless compared to Monopoly money.
That's interesting.
It's a very interesting article. So you think that this government, there's no way that this government's ever going to recover and keep its currency, that the only way this government is coming back or whatever, or that Venezuela is ever going to recover, is if Venezuela essentially goes away. In other words, if the government collapses.
Something bad is going to happen. Yeah. I mean, something bad is already happening. Right. It's going to have to likely get worse before it gets better, because this guy's not going to walk away from this.
What about and I don't know how to compare this with currency and government and how that works, but what about the Egypt Spring or whatever?
Some sort of uprising.
Yeah, some sort of uprising.
That's a
possibility. That government's still in place, right? I mean,
well, not the one that they uprose
against. Well, did the currency change?
I don't know.
Generally, volatility or unrest does not make a currency more valuable.
Well, right.
I mean, could. It's just unlikely.
But let's say the government gets replaced, and then they keep the same stuff, and then somehow
it's possible, Johnson, that this currency could be revitalized. But if history is any example,
the government's going to collapse, and there's probably not going to be a Venezuela anymore. They'll probably even rename the country.
You're better off in investing in bubble gum.
Was the currency in the Arab Spring, was that at issue? I don't remember hearing that it was.
No, but I mean,
more likely to make money in Dogecoin.
A revolution occurred, basically, a nonviolent revolution occurred. And,
although there was violence.
He was asking a less violent revolution occurred, and he was just simply asking, how did the currency fare during that time?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I guess this is fresh in my mind because Hosni Mubarak was just released from prison.
Really?
Yeah.
6 years.
Yeah.
So, this story from Reuters is amazing. A single mom tells Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro, on live television that she cannot afford to adequately feed her four kids.
I'm surprised you don't see your usual spiel, which is to pronounce it overly Latino and be Maduro.
I don't know if you have to roll your R's. I don't think
Maduro. It's just the Uro.
Okay. Just a touch. I just got back from Mexico, so I actually had a chance to speak some Spanish.
And how did that go over with the locals?
Well, I'm sure they all think, oh, look at the cute gringo trying to speak Spanish. You know,
all the indication I had was that people were very pleased.
They're very nice.
That we made any effort.
Absolutely.
Any effort you make, they're pleased with. They're
how I feel when people try to speak English. It's like, great job, man. You're doing the best you can.
Mm-hmm.
We're coming up here, 855, 453. So what did Nicolas Maduro say to the single mother with four kids who told her told him on live TV that she can't afford to feed them? We'll give you his answer.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial here on the radio waves. You can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Healthcare is pretty messed up in the United States, and you can't expect the government's going to fix it for you. You need to take responsibility into your own hands, and that doesn't necessarily mean buying insurance. In fact, there's a free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from health insurance. It's HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Plus, you can get a medical information card to give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. You'll love the service and the price at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. That's Health Excellence Select.
Completely ACA certified, too. I mean, like, you know, there's, you're, it's not like you're going to get charged the penalty or anything like for that for not having health insurance.
Penalties don't exist anymore.
No?
No.
Where'd they go?
Trump killed them.
How'd they do that?
Executive order.
Executive order?
Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Excellent.
Basically said, the IRS, you will not enforce this. This is done.
Health Excellence Select.
Like one of the first things he did.
So let's get back to Maduro here, because we have yet to actually share with you. We did a lot of prefacing of what's happening in Venezuela. It's bad. Socialism is, of course, failing, as it always ends up doing. And unfortunately, people end up in a very uncomfortable situation, typically, in these situations. And Venezuela is certainly the most glaring example right now. And it's tragic for the people that are involved. There's a lot of hunger. People aren't getting, you know, a full three meals a day in Venezuela, and it's very, very hard. They're waiting in lines for 35 hours per month, at the very least, and that's what we heard 6 months ago. So
it's like driving through L.A. traffic.
Yeah, except this is standing in the hot sun waiting for waiting for hours. At least you have an air conditioner in your car.
Maybe.
If it's working.
If you're lucky enough, yeah.
Reuters reporting a single mom tells Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro on live television that she cannot afford to adequately feed her four kids. And he quickly changes the subject to joke about her foreign-sounding name, Joandre Smith. A girl complains that hungry classmates are fainting at school. And Maduro...
That's ludicrous.
Oh, just wait. Maduro chides her for not doing more for them. So she's upset because her classmates are fainting. And
you should do more for them.
It's her fault. A boy says... They're fainting from hunger, by the way.
Yes.
A boy says he missed a big soccer game because he was hospitalized. And Maduro recommends he find it on YouTube.
Soon you will be able to compete for your friends to get food in the first annual Venezuelan Hunger Games.
The unpopular leftist president's hours-long televised visits to clinics or schools are meant to soften his image. But foes say they instead highlight his disconnect from a national economic crisis in which millions of people are missing meals. Enrique Capriles, who is one of the major opposition leaders that hasn't been put in prison permanently, was able to comment recently in a speech to a local community about this. He said, quote, "As much as they try to hide reality, it always gets out and hits them live on TV. The only one gaining weight in Venezuela is Maduro.
Oh, no.
He hardly fits in the TV screen anymore," he said.
Oh, God.
Lampooning the former bus driver and union leader's full figure. Steeped in the fourth year of a recession, around 93% of Venezuelans cannot afford to buy sufficient food, and 73% of them have lost weight in the last year.
Daryl just shared in the Amplifiers group on Facebook, and you can get involved there by going to amp.freetalklive.com, but he just shared that apparently at some point in the 1600s, the Dutch killed and ate their leader. So, yeah, maybe Maduro, I mean, he's apparently getting larger, so he might make a good meal for some of these people. At some point or another, they're going to come unglued. In 1679, a mob of angry Dutch killed and ate their prime minister.
Well,
options, just saying.
There was a, were you on the show, Mark? I don't know if it was when you were on, because you've been gone for a few months, but there was one episode where we reported on Maduro. He was speaking on an island one of the Venezuelan islands.
Sorry, when you said that, and the island is just the subject that we're talking about, I think of the Looney Tunes cartoons where there's only two people stuck on an island, and then one of them looks at the other one,
and they
suddenly
turn into
they turn into a ham or a steak or something.
It was almost like that, though. But now that I think of it, they actually chased him off of the island, the crowd of people that was there.
It looked like a steak. They were trying to get him.
He was actually trying to, like, walk amongst the people, and he had a car nearby, and he ended up running for the car as this angry crowd was, like, banging on pots and pans. So maybe that's what they had in mind, Mark. Maybe
I don't know,
hungry.
But it's not looking good.
They want to stay in power, so they say that nothing is wrong, said domestic worker Ludi Berrio, age 48, as she sat one recent afternoon on a Caracas sidewalk for 2 hours among hundreds of shoppers in a line hoping to buy 2 bags of pasta and rice. The mother of two, who lost about 50 pounds in the last year because she survives on rice, plantains, and corn patties, says, "We're hungrier by the day."
I bet you there's no rats.
In Venezuela?
In Caracas and these cities.
Dogs or cats.
Yeah.
Well, there certainly have been stories about Venezuelan people eating any rats that they can find.
Sure.
So that may be contributing there.
At this point, it's very difficult to get meat.
That's
and,
right.
You know, you'll find in those circumstances people are willing to make concessions that they wouldn't otherwise in their diet.
Yep.
And so you're going to see stray dogs disappearing. And in these kind of countries, you've got a lot of stray dogs.
Squirrels have been killed.
Well, down there, probably iguana and stuff like that, too, right? I mean,
anything they can find.
Yeah. It's alive.
Military members even slaughtered a goat at one point because they don't have enough food. So for several years now, Venezuelans have been enduring massive lines for scarce products, particularly food basics that are subsidized by the government. Security forces often guard and guide the lines, though fights and arguments are still common, and sometimes people faint under the sun. Many have taken offense with Maduro's brusque treatment of people who mention hunger on his carefully choreographed TV appearances. A recent comment he made about enjoying chicken cooked in wine was not well received by the general public.
Yeah.
As you might imagine.
I'm hungry.
The reference to YouTube that he made when he told the young man who had missed a soccer match due to being hospitalized, told him to watch it on YouTube, went down badly, given Venezuela's poor internet connectivity, which is, by the way, restricted by the government. We learned that recently. They are throttling internet connections there because they don't want you learning too much too fast, I guess.
I wonder if this guy thinks to himself, well... I mean, what does he think about socialism? Because this is why it's failing. The state control.
No, it's not socialism that's why it's failing. It's the United States government and their economic war against Venezuela and DollarToday.com.
I imagine there's a lot of farmers that would be happy to send food down to people in Venezuela.
Yes, if only the greedy business people wouldn't get in the way of that food and raise the prices.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. That's kind of how we distribute things here in the world.
No, that's not how we do it in Venezuela. We will nationalize
your
company.
You don't have any damn food.
We will nationalize your company. We have nationalized over 500 companies,
that's
sir.
That's exactly right. They have. Once they destroyed everything that
and
they
70
had,
plus percent of them are losing money.
Then they went and took other businesses and destroyed them, too. That's what the government does. It is completely incapable of handling businesses. And... they're losing, they lose everything. They can't do it. The market's the only thing that can distribute food well.
More comments from Maduro coming up.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Tell them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We are looking, once again, into the sad situation in Venezuela, where a delusional man is running the country. He's a socialist. His name is Nicolas Maduro, and he is so disconnected from the reality of the basically not quite starving but hungry populace in Venezuela. I'm sure there are some starving people there.
I don't think it's a stretch in the language, especially when if that language is being spoken by Americans, to say that somebody who isn't getting all of the food that they sort of need or want in a day is starving. I mean, I don't think that's a crazy use of the language.
Fair enough. You've got a woman here who lost 50 pounds in the last year alone.
I mean, you know, she's starving. She's slowly starving.
73% have lost weight in the last year, 73% of Venezuelans.
Yeah. Don't Americans wish they could do that?
So you're saying that there's 27% that haven't lost weight? Even though they're starving?
Well, I'm not saying they're starving.
I wonder, is that the size of the economic class that's able to afford food somehow? Is 27% of Venezuelans?
Could be.
Yeah, I think, I mean, here in the United States, they're now using things like food challenged, food threatened, you know, these kind of things to sort of talk about people who could possibly not get all the food that they need in a given, all the calories they need in a given day. And usually they're referring to kids that are on some kind of assistance at school getting, you know, meals there or something like that. So, you know, there's, in the United States, we don't even know what hunger means. Poor people are fat.
93% of Venezuelans can't afford to buy sufficient food, but yet, when a woman showed up on this live television show with Nicolas Maduro with four kids and told him about it, how she can't afford to feed them, he changed the subject and joked about her foreign-sounding name, Joandry Smith. Then further, he you know, insulted a little boy who was sick and hospitalized, missed a soccer match, told him to go watch it on YouTube. Which is difficult because the government throttles the internet connections there. And there's a little bit more here about his television appearances, which apparently are fairly common, where he's trying to make himself look good by, you know, being with the people on television and hospitals and things like that. Maduro apparently joked regarding the Maduro diet. Now, apparently people in Venezuela have joked about their weight loss, calling it the Maduro diet.
Mm.
And
sounds pretty effective.
So Maduro actually acknowledged the Maduro diet on television during an event to promote the distribution of food by Socialist Party committees, saying, quote, "The Maduro diet makes you hard without need for Viagra," he said.
Oh, God.
I mean, can you imagine how insane this man is? I mean, to so far from the experience of the people in his country. It's like, you know, this is the equivalent of Hillary Clinton not knowing how to drive, right? But much more serious.
Does she not know how to drive?
No, she doesn't know how to drive.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go to Venezuela, and we're going to get the health care bill. We're going to have them design the health care bill, and then we'll just do everything the opposite of that.
So, I mean, just lacking the charisma of his late mentor, Hugo Chavez, and faced with an economic crisis, this is from Reuters, Maduro's popularity has sunk since his 2013 election to around 20%.
27%. Oh, wait.
Yeah. The Chavismo movement still has support from a hardcore and traditionally poor base, which largely sees opposition politicians as greedy elitists who would eliminate state-provided welfare benefits. Nancy Moreno, age 57.
How's that welfare going?
Says, compared with those who came before him, he's a good president. They managed to find one of these 20%. Nancy Moreno, who praised her state-provided apartment while also complaining that her pension doesn't allow her to buy enough food. But he's a good president.
Yeah. Well, and many of these people are going, well, if she doesn't support him, likely, you know, if it was us in charge, many times these programs would go away, right? That's how these people see it. Now, obviously, I'm not looking for starving people to continue starving. I think the first thing you do is turn business over to business and, you know, spend less on the military and a whole bunch of other things. But, you know.
Yeah, that would be the opposite of what they're doing there.
As far as I'm concerned, at some point, the state should get out of charity and turn charity over to to the private market, and that will incentivize people to work. It'll increase productivity and frankly thus driving down fraud, and then you'll just have the poor people, the people who really really need it, getting the charity.
Daryl is calling us from the other room in the LRN studios. Hey, Daryl.
Hey, so I heard
back
you guys
off your phone, man. You're a little loud as normal.
Heard you talking about the Maduro diet.
Yes.
And you mentioned that about 73% of people have lost weight.
That's correct.
And that's actually an inaccurate representation. It's actually 73% of people have lost at least 19 pounds in the previous year.
Okay.
Wow.
That's
okay.
A lot of weight, then.
That's a lot of weight.
It's much worse than what this article is mentioning.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is just a brief overview of the situation.
That's about what I need to additionally lose.
Yeah, that's right. You should take a year down there.
Yeah.
I feel like my dollars would go far.
They sure would.
Vacation to Venezuela and then lose 19 pounds in a year.
There you go. Thanks for the update on that, Daryl. Anything else you want to share? Okay, guess not. Thanks for the call. You can join us on Skype, and you'll sound almost like you're in the other room if you are on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And according to another Venezuela-related headline at thedailybeast.com, apparently old China has been behind the scenes helping to bail out Venezuela's government this whole time.
It's always the they're always bailing out the government. You know, it's not the people that are getting bailed out.
Socialist,
and it's not just China, by the way. This is the U.S.
Well, socialists
lots of
need to watch each other's backs, right? And that's what they're all about, is helping each other.
Yeah. We're talking all governments are socialist. It's just different types.
Well,
yeah.
Right. Socialist Solidarity writes, Martin Rodil appears to be alive and well. Karl Marx would be oh so proud. China, whose one-party system has managed to successfully open up much of its economy in recent decades, has decided to prop up one of the worst socialist experiments in history, Venezuela. They say, we believe this is dangerous for both Venezuelans and for the region. China's ultra-pragmatic action should surprise no one. And let's be honest, this actually has nothing to do with socialism. China's global soft power projection is ubiquitous today, and its frantic search for sources of energy is entirely understandable.
So what soft power means is essentially giving aid and some kind of aid to a government
in return for favors.
In return for favors and just sort of influence and that kind of thing. I mean, you know, think about it. If there was a person who handed you $1,000 every month, and that person gave you some advice on how you should live your life, you'd probably listen.
Take them seriously.
Unless, of course, they told you to give up cigarettes and alcohol and all your vices, in which case you'd be like, yeah, that sounds like a good advice. And then you'd take the money and go buy the vices. But nonetheless, you know, if that person asked for something that was likely to happen, then, you know, hey, you know, I think you should wear more red shirts, not blue shirts. You know, you'd
those
likely
shirts
to
have red, yellow stars on them. Oh, wait. We're still talking about China, right?
Yes.
So while they may bully their Asian neighbors, its businessmen and state-run companies are all over Africa and invest very heavily across the Americas. In fact, China today has provided more money to the region in recent years by way of loans than the Inter-American Development Bank and the World Bank combined. As Americans, we voted in a president who understands the dangers of unchecked Chinese power. YouTube videos and memes mocked the then-candidate Donald Trump's perceived obsession with the other superpower. Yet as Venezuelan Americans, we have internalized this concern, which transcends economic nationalism or artificial islands in the South China Sea. For almost two decades, China financed Venezuela when things appeared great under the two Hughes, that is, Hugo Chavez and Hu Jintao, with repayments sent back to Asia in barrels of oil. And why not? It was, to use a Trumpism, a good deal. It made sense for both parties, especially as cheap Chinese mobile phones, motorcycles, and home-building materials helped Venezuelan's populist government win support among the poor. You can share your thoughts a little bit more about what's happening now with China and Venezuela, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax
tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You got to love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
The followers who loved him.
I am the resurrection and the life.
The enemies who feared him.
Go to Bethlehem. Kill them all.
Who is the man behind the greatest story ever told?
Everybody who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. As Bitcoin sliding down in price today, now at around $930 US. It's been a tough last couple weeks for Bitcoin. Having hit a peak of over the price of gold is now well below it.
The exchange is just really, what a dumb move. Like, what?
Are you talking about where the almost 20 exchanges came out and said that they would, if there was a Bitcoin split, if right. there became two competing Bitcoins?
We might be able to give you your original Bitcoin or whatever, or we might be able to honor this.
They said they would honor it. They said they were going to carry both Bitcoins.
Split, but then they said if Core didn't do something or if Bitcoin Unlimited didn't do something, that they might or might not be able to honor all the coins from one or the other.
They did put a condition on that they would carry both competing Bitcoins if there became two, but if Bitcoin Unlimited, the new competitor, didn't do what's called a replay prevention in their software, then they wouldn't carry it, is my understanding. Right. And I think that has something to do with the idea that if
lose half of your value, essentially, if they decide to just not carry it because of that. So, if it does split, and some exchanges do honor and give both currencies and some don't, then some people are going to lose half their money.
Well, keep all their original Bitcoin, but lose the Bitcoin Unlimited. It's a complex situation, no doubt about it.
If a stock splits and only some of the people who hold that stock get the split of the stock...
Yeah.
Some people are getting hit by half their value. That's a pretty major announcement for them to make. And really dumb because if a company were to say, like, let's say Google or somebody says our stock's going to split, but only some of you are going to get all the stock split, right?
And it's a coin flip.
Google's value would just tank, right. You know? Like, and it's like, well, why would you do that to yourself?
So
essentially, they did this, these exchanges did this to themselves because they're going to lose the largest because their whole business is based around Bitcoin.
The whole thing's a mess, and Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi Nakamoto's vision, the creator of Bitcoin. As community efforts to resolve these problems have continued to fail, it's necessary to resolve them with a different approach by using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited. You're casting a vote against the current development team. You can learn more over at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com. Now
I would highly recommend, speaking of which, speaking of Bitcoin.com, which is Roger Ver's site, right?
That's correct. Yeah.
So Roger Ver and Tone Vase got into this debate over SegWit versus Bitcoin Unlimited.
Correct.
Which kind of explains it. So if you're interested in Bitcoin, you don't really have a good grasp of this whole SegWit versus Bitcoin Unlimited.
What are the future options?
Thing, I would highly recommend watching that debate.
That was from an Acapulco.
Yeah,
I
and I know Roger. I'm kind of biased, and because I know Roger is, you know, supportive of limited government. I know that for, you know, a fact. And the
Tone Vase is not.
Is not. And I really get that this impression from a lot of the people who are in support of this SegWit sort of thing is that they don't care. They're like, yeah, centralization, whatever. Central planning, okay. You know, who cares if the transactions are, you know, $100 per? Bitcoin doesn't need to be for the people. It should just be for huge investors to send money. Where else can you send huge amounts of money across, you know, oceans?
Any other altcoin.
Yeah, exactly. Any other altcoin or how Bitcoin has been forever. And how Bitcoin would be if they fixed the problem.
Right.
You know, Bitcoin can be a currency, and you can send huge amounts of money. You know, the way it's always been.
Well, not always been. For a few years. Bitcoin's only been around for a few years.
Always. Several. Meaning always since it's existed.
But, like, the thing is
until the last year or so.
It's important to distinguish here, though. So gold has been a currency and a store of value for about 5,000 years, right?
Sure.
Bitcoin has been a currency and a store of value for about 5 or 6 or 10, depending on how
8 or 9
when you decide to start counting. That means that if it's not a currency, in my opinion, if it ceases to be a currency, it will also cease to be a store of value. Gold isn't a currency any longer, but it is a store of value because people believe it is. That's the people talk about innate value of gold. There is no friggin' innate value of gold. The value of gold is the amount the market says that it's worth, and the market says it's worth, I don't know, $1,200 an ounce or so thereabouts. And that's what it's worth as a result.
That's true of anything. So when people talk about innate value, you can talk about things like, you know, industrial value of gold is processing electronics. It's the value. And those things create certain innate qualities for value. It's true of anything, though. I mean, there's an innate value to paper. You know, there's an innate value to...
I don't think there's an innate value, frankly, to anything. I mean, there are properties of those things,
right.
And that
give
them...
Well, that's the definition of innate.
Well, as long as those things are useful, then they will have value.
Okay, so...
If some other thing comes out that is as useful as gold but half the price, then gold's price is...
I would argue that the innate is really, like, natural properties. Mm-hmm. The properties of those things are what make it innate. It's
excellent.
Just its properties.
It doesn't give pricing.
Right.
Just properties in and of themselves don't give pricing.
Sure.
So, you know.
But they are values.
Not exactly, though.
Right.
The value is completely set by supply and demand.
Sure.
So, for instance, let's say you have a property and you pay $1,200 a month mortgage on that property and you want to get $1,250.
Before you go on,
my analogy.
I understand your analogy. I know, but the
listener doesn't, and you haven't let me finish giving the analogy.
I'm just saying, I'm going to let you finish, but all I want to say before you completely finish here is that with innateness, it's just there are certain properties that limit the thing from going to zero. I think that's what, when someone says something has innate value.
Zero.
What?
Sand isn't zero. It's worth about as much as it takes a dump truck to get it to your house.
But that's its innate value is next to zero.
Yeah, it's next to zero.
Gold has an innate value that it's higher than zero.
Right. Gold has some properties and that make it, you know, more interesting than
right, so what I think you're that's what at. People well, are referring to.
So the point is that, for instance, if you have a house that you pay a mortgage of $1,200 on, you want to get $1,250 rent, it's a three-bedroom, two-bath, and where you are, that goes for generally $1,000. It doesn't matter how much you've got. You just bought bad. It doesn't matter what your right. overhead is. It only the market doesn't care how much you spent on something. The market only cares what something's worth.
That's true.
And it's worth things because there's competition in the marketplace. If your house is highly unique, then you'll probably be able to get more or less, depending on how what the this aspect of uniqueness is. But, you know, if it's a tree house, maybe you'll find somebody who really would love to live in a tree house, and they're willing to pay $250 more. Or, you know, a disabled person's like, I'll give you $200 because I'm going to have to install some kind of sling to get up there. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know.
I think when people argue about innate values, though, you would be talking about, you know, yes, there's market qualities, but I mean, like, for example, the innate value of a tree house versus an actual full functioning house with, you know, three bedrooms, three bathrooms, and, you know, tile and granite countertops. You know, those things add certain innate qualities that raise it. Versus just a raw market value.
Sure. Whenever I have a conversation with about innate, I always end up screaming at the person because they keep on saying innate, and then I keep on saying supply and demand.
Right.
And, you know, just innate can certainly the innate properties of something is something that somebody can use, whatever it is, that's good and it adds value and all that stuff. But supply and demand is the only thing that sets pricing.
True. I just love how mentioning Bitcoin sets everybody off on this show now. It's like the other night, I think it was Wednesday night, we've got Bitcoin.com is one of the sponsors of Free Talk Live, so we are always talking about, I mean, normally we would talk about Bitcoin anyway, but we're like, now we're always talking about Bitcoin, and just bringing up Bitcoin started an hour and a half long conversation where Roger Ver called in for four segments or three
just
segments.
Talking about it. Well, I had somebody call me today, a good friend of mine said, hey, I hear there's a problem with Bitcoin or something. Should I sell?
There's a problem.
And, you know, I tried to go through the scenarios with him because I'm not selling, right, today. But I can only give the advice that
a lot of people are going to want to sell when they see that price tumbling from $1,250 down to $945 right now. I mean, that's...
And that's going to kind of let the miners know very, very quickly, hey, you're greedy grabbing for all this, you know, all these fees. It isn't working.
Yeah. When are they going to wake up? I mean, these miners...
Well, it's the miners, you know, the miners have to make a decision. The two sides are arrayed against each
other. Your fees aren't going to be there if people leave the currency and the price tumbles. You know, you're not going to make any more money if that's the case.
Yeah, it's a big mess. Now, the thing that the advantage though that Bitcoin has, and this is what I was telling my friend, is you know currently no one's taking these other altcoins or very few. Like the market penetration that the altcoins have is about 1% of what Bitcoin has.
You mean as far as like going to a website and paying with those things without using like Shapeshift to where it's then taking an altcoin and turning it into Bitcoin?
Right.
Yeah.
All the other stuff that's going on in basically all the infrastructure is Bitcoin. Infrastructure, not altcoin infrastructure, and if they can turn it around quickly enough, it'll bounce back.
855 450 free. Join us on Free Talk Live. More on China coming up. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.